Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Much of my topics from you, the listeners, and you who are my fans and also my clients, my Facebook friends. So thank you for your inspiration, and thank you for tuning in and listening, whether you're listening live today or listening to the replay. And I know there's a lot of people listening today because the phone lines are already lit up. And there are several people in the chat room. So hello there to you chat room folks, and hi to everyone on the phone lines. I will be taking callers in a little bit, or answering calls in a little bit, because there's already a lot of callers on the line. So what's the light in your life today? Well, the light in my life was a literal light. I had a small fire in my kitchen just before I came on the show. It wasn't big at all. It was very small, Apparently, when my boyfriend did the dishes, I have this flat cast iron skillet, and it must have had something on the edge of it. He didn't scrub it, and I didn't realize there was stuff stuck to the edge of it. And so anyway, so it caught on fire. So when I had turned around to make a cup of coffee, and next thing I know, I turn back and flames are shooting up off the pan. So that's the light in my life today. I hope your light is, well, maybe it's as equally as dramatic, but, you know, that was minimal, even though it could be a dramatic thing. I know there's some crazy things going out in Illinois these days with fires and arson and everything, so I send my kind thoughts and my loving kindness out to all of you who are in that area where there have been things going on. And, you know, there are things going on around the world every day, 24 hours a day, that aren't always the most positive or nice things. And there are things that happen around the world every day, 24 hours a day, that are positive and nice. And we really have to make a effort to know which space we want to stand in. And because everything comes back to us, everything that we give out comes back to us. And people used to say threefold. However, with the evolution that has occurred, particularly since we've moved into the age of Aquarius, which we began this transit in the 60s, I believe, and many metaphysical people believe also, that now that has sped up from now what used to be threefold. Everything you do, all the energy you put out, comes back around times three, if you know, want to go by the three rule, or by 10. And that's really something to think about, because even if it's just an unkind thought, that unkindness that you send out, even if it's just for a second, now that unkind thought times 10, somewhere along your path will come back 10 times. One unkind thought. And how many thoughts do we have during the day? And how many thoughts of those are negative, and how many of those thoughts are positive? And not just thoughts, but then when you amplify that into action or into verbalization, then imagine that power tripled again and even more so. Imagine that. We're all only responsible for our own individual selves, our own lives, in a sense, our own choices, and the thoughts that our mind thinks and the words that come off of our lips, and also the actions that we take. Sometimes it can be very difficult to stay in a positive place, even just to remain neutral, hoping that by doing so, the best out of the situation will show itself. And I'll give you an example. My partner had left his business several months back because he's been divorced for several years. But they were having a difficult time selling the big property in order for his former wife to buy him out of their business. And that was the divorce agreement. She was going to buy him out. So the house finally did sell a couple of months ago. But leading up to that, his former wife got very nasty, and they worked together every day, and it was to the point where employees were quitting left and right, even one of their children quit. So he decided to opt out early, leave early before the buyout happened. And so he applied for unemployment. And of course, she denied it because in the state that we're in, the employer has the right to deny the unemployment. And they had to take it all the way to an appeal, to a hearing. And because he left, even though the situation was horribly uncomfortable and was to the point where she was very verbally abusive, he left thinking it was the best thing to do. And as it turns out, because, and again, this is when you think you're doing the right thing, trying to be positive. So he left and, you know, they had never filed restraining orders or police reports or anything like that, though it had been suggested that he had done so. But he just couldn't bring himself to do that. So the unemployment got denied at the appeal because he hadn't gone through any of those procedures. And said to him, you know, we all have to answer for our own true self. And I asked him, did you feel like you handled the situation as best you could in an honorable way? And he said, yes. I said, well, then that's the important thing. Whether or not you got the unemployment, you know, and again, it's he said, she said kind of thing, whatever. But, you know, everything comes back to us. And you can only be responsible or accountable for what you put out. You can't be responsible or accountable what she puts out. And everything, again, comes back around. And another really quick, interesting story before we get into the astrology and go to the phone lines. I was out to dinner Tuesday night with my partner, and this woman comes up to me and says, I think I know you. Did you live here, this so-and-so, this place? And I said, yeah. And you have a son? Yes. And she says, oh my God, I can't believe you stayed married to that Blinken as long as you did. And now he's married to that Blinken. Oh, she's like, I can't, you know, anyway. So I got a good chuckle out of it. So, you know, what goes around comes around. Okay. So that being said, this is a really good time for you to release any old stuff that you've been holding on to. Because Neptune has been in Pisces, Chiron is in Pisces, we have this whole new generation of kids being born into Pisces. It's really going to be a generation of people. And because it's been in Pisces since 2012, and it's going to be there for, eight more years or something. So Neptune spiritualizes and sensitizes. It hits you wherever Neptune is on your chart. That's where you get the most sensitive, and that's where you also get the most spiritual awakening. Or maybe you have a spiritual calling, or you have spiritual lessons. So it's interesting for me because the astrology, week after week, when I look up the astrology for the week, I go, oh my gosh, this makes perfect sense. And it may or may not for you, but I find that there are certain astrologers for me that really hit the nail on the head. And Kaipacha is one of those for me. So what's going on is many of us are finding that we are becoming more short-tempered, that we are becoming very sensitive, and that could also translate to meaning sensitive in your connections to the spirit world, where I've been getting a lot of phone calls from people who are saying, oh my God, dead people started showing up and talking to me and they're driving me crazy. What do I do? So you could be getting sensitive in that area, but also really with the people around you. And I found myself a couple of months ago where this really became very noticeable for me and became very noticeable for my family and friends. And I'm very patient and a very tolerant person. But there was one instance where one of my friends was going on about this situation that had to be done right then within a couple of hours. And my daughter and I and my brother and my brother, sister and her husband, we were all at this charity event. And she wanted us to leave to get this furniture sorted out so she could pick up this couch that somebody had given to her. But it had to be done in this short period of time. And she's going on and on and on about, you know, getting my brother's truck and getting, Ryan and leaving the thing. And now we all had our own areas that we were responsible for taking care of at this event. And we just couldn't leave. And I gave her the opportunity to perhaps to be able to do it a couple of days later. That wasn't convenient for her. And anyway, so at one point I said, you know what? First thing you need to do is talk to my brother about the truck, because without the truck, you can't do anything. And I got really short. And the other thing was, truck wasn't even there. My nephew had the truck. So it was kind of pointless. And I kept trying to explain to her that it just wasn't going to work out for that night. But she was insistent that it had to be done and blah, blah, blah. So I finally said to her, stop. And I've never done that before with this particular friend. But anyway, so it sort of shifted the dynamic between the two of us. And my daughter was even a little bit surprised. And I find that I do get irritated with people much quicker than I used to. So there's something to all this planetary stuff, no doubt. So Pisces, on the other side of Neptune, is all about the collective unconscious. And that is, the unconscious is about really the unconscious state of all humanity. And, you know, we run our programs through our conscious mind, through the ego, and then we have the unconscious mind, the higher mind, where we have the opportunity to make often better choices for ourselves. But we don't tend to tap into that part of the brain. If you are a regular meditator, then you would be more likely to be tapping into that brain more often than people who do not meditate. And I took my bracelet off and put it back on. I don't know why, because I need it as a pendulum. Anyway, so that being said, don't be surprised if you find that your immune system is being affected by everything that's going on planetarily. We've got these massive solar flares that have been happening and all kinds of other things. Because what's happening is when we become more sensitive, we're more prone to pick up things out there. So it's really important that you strengthen your auric field, boost up your immune system now. If you're not taking some whole food vitamins, it might be a good time to start thinking about that. You know, here in North America, we're coming into the fall season, into the winter season. And, you know, we'll have less sunlight, and everybody's immune systems tend to go down when you spend a lot more time inside. So it's a good idea now to start ramping up your immune system so you don't pick up those lower immune deficient illnesses such as the flu or an autoimmune disease. And really look at your relationship and the boundaries of your relationship, because the separation between us is dissolving and it can be difficult to tell where your boundaries are or even to set boundaries. So you really might want to think about that. Take a look when, if someone is really pushing the limit and pushing your boundaries, it's okay for you to say, you know what? Can't go there, or let's take a different route. Where I don't know where you guys are all at today, but here in sunny New England, it looks like a beautiful day, and it is a beautiful day. It's a little bit chilly in the 60s. It's colder in my house than it is outside, so I'm a little distracted because I want to be outside, but I live near a very busy main road, and the traffic is just too loud, and it would interfere with the show. So I have the door open anyway to get part of that beautiful outside. So Pisces represents the dual nature, which we all have inside of us. And one part, if you've ever seen the Pisces symbol, it's represented by two fish going in opposite directions. And one part of the fish is the innocent part, the beginner mind. And the other fish is represents the crone or the wise person. And sometimes it's difficult to bring the two together. So with the boundaries now lessened, it may be a little bit easier to do so. We all have inside of us a sensitive child that's calling us to reach into the child and to help that inner child. Each and every one of us have gone through childhood stuff or childhood drama, some much worse than others. The thing is, if you have any of that, that inner self is just waiting for you to embrace it and to, you know, love it. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about this and more of how you can help yourself through this next week. And actually, because of Neptune being in Pisces, this is relevant for actually the next several years. So I like to give you tips for the week. I also like you to think ahead as well. Okay, so I am going to go to the call lines. And so the first three number is the area code 703, and the last four digits are 3933. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Maria.
And, hi, Maria.
Hi there. I'm calling about my pet. I'm wondering if you can read my pet's energy and tell me just about her health and maybe if she's in any discomfort.
Yep, okay. Tell me your pet's name and age, please.
It's Coco, and she's about 9.
Okay. Is she a chocolate lab? Or chocolate in color?
She's not chocolate.
Dark.
She's like a medium brown.
Okay, she's
medium brown.
Okay,
yeah,
but she's darker. Okay, she's not a golden retriever or anything. Okay,
that's part of her mix. Yeah.
Okay, but she's darker in color. She's not the light golden retriever.
No.
Okay, just want to make sure I have the right dog. Okay. Has she recently had some tooth issues where she's lost teeth or she's needed dental work?
She didn't lost any teeth. The dentist said that she needed to have her teeth looked at, yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing that there's some dental work that needs to be gone on, or she has some dental issues that are affecting her health. Is she dropping food as she's chewing it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that, you know, with a 9-year-old with a bigger dog, it's a, you know, a tricky thing when dogs get older of, you know, what do? How much do you spend? How far do you go? That sort of thing. So let me look at the rest of her health and see what that looks like, because what's happening is her body is not getting the nutrients that it requires because she's not able to chew the food properly, and it's not being digested properly. She's not getting the right food intake because of it. Let me just scan her body. Does she have problems with her right ear off and on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Constantly.
Yeah, so, you know, keep up with that, because that is really a source of, I'll say, sort of aggravation for her, that right ear. And it looks like, you know, there's something festering there now. Are you treating it with anything now?
I've been treating it. I just went to a different doctor, and they gave me something else, but it looks like it's going to be expensive to, you know, to she's starting to shake her head again. I treated her with it for about 2 weeks. And,
right.
She had medicine for it, but once the pills ran out, her head started shaking again, and she shakes her head. So I have to take her in, like, today or tomorrow.
Right, yeah, because that is festering in there again. And it's chronic with her. Have they considered allergies with her?
No vet has. There's some kind of, this new vet that I went to offered to do a HEPA test where they send out some of the, whatever's in the ear canal to a lab. It's like a $200 test, and they narrow down what type of yeast it is. And that lets you do the best possible treatment. But I don't know what she's allergic to, if you can.
Right. What kind of food are you giving her right now?
She gets a dehydrated food. It's human grade. And then she gets one kind that's all-inclusive, has the meat and everything in it, the veggies and the vitamins. And the other kind has the vitamins and the veggies, but I add the meat and I add chicken.
Okay, perfect. So she's not on any food that has wheat in it or anything like that?
No, except I accidentally bought the wrong box, and I think it had oats in it. So that was a small box, and we're done with it. But
okay. Oats does have a little bit of gluten in it, but it's not nearly as bad as the wheat itself. Because anytime you're dealing with any kind of fungus, and this goes for humans as well, if you treat the body from the inside out, the first thing you want to do is get rid of what they feed on. And one of that items would be wheat or carbohydrates, simple carbohydrates that aren't healthy for us. And that goes for if you have candida or, you know, for humans, or if you're prone to yeast infections in general. Let me just tap in and see if this is really, because oftentimes also our pets will mirror their humans or somebody that they live with to take away some ailment that either they have, so to lessen it, or to take it away completely. And I just want to see if there's anything there. Okay, that's not the case with her. Because sometimes our pets will do that. But again, and I find that to be, you know, 75% of the time that's what's going on. But that's not the case here. And it looks like your life looks like and feels like it's pretty balanced, because we always have to look at the human component of our pets. Okay, so that being said, the teeth are, you know, really could need to be addressed. And are you doing, I don't know if there's such a thing as liquid vitamins for them.
I have heard of that, yeah.
Okay, because my guides are showing me liquid vitamins, and that would help her get the nutrients where she wouldn't have to chew something, that sort of thing, while you're dealing with the whole tooth situation. And then I'm just going to go down, continue down her body from her ears. The legs, the feet look good. Yeah, her digestion is a mess. And again, that's because of the tooth issue, the teeth problem that's going on. Okay, she's got some arthritis in her hips, which is normal. But other than that, my guides are saying that she doesn't have any big medical complications. Go ahead.
What about her eyes?
They're cloudy.
So what's causing her eyes to be, I mean, there's cloudy and there's something else going on with her eyes.
Right, first, I was going to glaucoma first, but it looks like she might have cataracts.
Do you think that, how much does she see?
More than 40%. I'd say she sees between 40 and 50% right now. Is she starting to bump into things?
Not too often. I'm pretty mindful of that. She did miss a step yesterday. You know, I try not to let her go down any steps, or if she's in, like, I don't let her go into thickets of branches. I mean, you can tell. But she's obviously sees.
Right,
but not correctly. Do you think that I'm trying to save up to, I just found a program where I can pay in installments. Do you think it's possible that that if I have the surgery or the treatment for it, that that she'll see again better? That's what's like. How does she, her prognosis? Like, I don't know if that's something you can do, but
right. Well, my guides are saying, you know, right now focus on getting the teeth straightened out, and trying to get the ear sorted. And then, I mean, you can look at the eyes with surgery. Right now, they're indicating that it may or not be successful. Where, you know, the teeth, they really want you to focus on getting the mouth work done. But how far, you know, down the road are you looking at possibly for the eye surgery?
This year.
Okay, so
by December.
December.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the sooner the better, but you know.
Right, and what was the diagnosis that the vet gave you?
You know, it's funny because the vet wasn't able to diagnose it because he's not an ophthalmologist. So I have to take her to the ophthalmologist, who then schedules her for the next treatment.
So,
it looks like. It's not an ulcer, so it looks like cataracts, or she has pannus for sure. She has pannus. That was a diagnosis.
Okay. Because, you know, again, she would be a dog who would be perfectly fine if her eyesight continued to decline.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, I know I'm going through things with my 16-year-old Pomeranian Minton right now, and it's a hard thing where you say, okay, well, do I do this surgery or do I not do this surgery? Is it going to improve their quality of life or is it not going to improve the quality of life? With her, and I'm checking in with her now, she personally doesn't care either way because she says, my life is totally happy the way it is. You know, so the surgery, if the surgery makes you feel better, then go ahead with it.
Okay.
See the ophthalmologist first. See if the ophthalmologist can give you a better diagnosis. Because, you know, if it's cataracts, it's totally operable. I'm not sure about the pannus. Let me just check. My guides say, yes, that's operable. So she has some, to me, it looks like she has conditions that are operable. And, you know, and her quality of life, she's perfectly happy the way it is. But if it makes you feel better, then you go ahead and do it.
But she's in pain from her teeth and her eyes, or just her teeth?
She doesn't, not really, doesn't seem like she's feeling pain from the eyes, but from the teeth and the ear, definitely. And a little bit from the arthritis in the hips.
Yeah, I was thinking about giving her some glucosamine for that. Anyway, I didn't know she had that, but I was just going to start her on it.
Yeah,
getting older,
yeah.
So that's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So. But again, you know, so the teeth really do need to be addressed when you can do that, you know, sooner rather than later. And again, the eye, she's perfectly happy with her life the way it is, and her amount of vision, and it wouldn't affect her demeanor or attitude in any way if she lost her sight. Of course, it would be a lot more work for you. But if it would make you feel better to give her that gift, then do it.
Makes sense. Okay. Is she gonna live? Okay. Thank you so much. I don't want to take up your time. So.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in, Maria. And I wish you the best. And let us know how your little girl's doing.
I definitely will. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye bye. It's so difficult with pets because, you know, they can't speak to us. Well, they can speak to us, but most people either don't have the capacity to be able to listen to them, or, you know, of course, it takes years of practice and training to be able to do the work that I do. And I'm laughing here because I was saying that it's cold in my house, and Alice, my 16-year-old Minpin Pomeranian, who was my brother James's dog, is under a quilt on the couch. So I guess she's cold too. It's a little chuckle. And you know, we love our pets so much, and it's so hard when they face medical things, and it's difficult to always know what to do for their best interest. So that's part of what I do, and I'm happy to do that, to be the voice for pets out there, so they can have a happier, better life, and so their people can have peace of mind in making the decisions that very often difficult ones. So the phone board is totally packed. So I am going to go to another caller, and this is a Skype call. There's actually several Skype calls. So if you are one of the people calling in on Skype, I am going to bring you on live now. Hi, this is Cynthia. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a question for you, but before I do that, sometimes I get images for the other callers, and just for that, I hope Maria is still listening. She may want to maybe look into feeding her dog lettuce for digestion and stay away from corn.
Yeah, that's a good, really good point. And I didn't even think about corn. My guides went right to the wheat diet, or taking the wheat out of the diet. Yeah, yeah.
And the liquid vitamins are good. And if she could just research vegetarian meal for the dog, that will help considerably with the digestion. And I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you so much. That's great. You know, and that's one thing I love about this community is that everyone is so helpful to each other and so supportive. And, you know, it's really a blessing that for all of you who are part of this community. So thank you for sharing that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask about my love life.
Okay. Tell me your name.
Patricia.
Patricia, where are you calling from?
I'm in the Southwest.
Okay, because I'm getting southern, on the opposite coast. Yeah, okay. And, okay. Let me just take a peek at your chart. Take a deep breath, Patricia. And just relax your mind for a minute. I feel like you're anticipating or hoping, and so there's a little bit of holding and tightness.
Well, I'm doing some stuff right now as I'm talking to you. I apologize, but
okay, and that okay, and that could be why, but because you know it's curious. It's interesting that just doing other things can block the channel. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So that being said, how old are you now?
I'm in my 50s. Well, early.
Okay, and what happened at 47 that was significant in your life or that changed your perception of things?
Oh, wow. Well, I had met a soulmate, and this soulmate changed my life. And mm-hmm. I never had closure on telling this soulmate, you know, thank you for what they had done. My whole life opened up.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was really a spiritual awakening, and an opportunity for you to really become more grounded, and really centered in who you are as a being, because though you had that side prior to that, this opened up avenues and aspects of part of yourself that you didn't even really know existed. And getting into the depths of your soul. And it is really a beautiful, beautiful thing that happened to you and a beautiful gift that this person gave to you. So I honor you for accepting that gift and also for the other individual for being able to give the gift. Now, this person is still walking the earth. Is that correct?
As far as I know,
they
just disappeared, and I always wanted to tell them what has happened, but never could get myself to do it because it was an interesting situation.
Okay.
I saw this soul through this person's eyes.
Yes.
I went searching, and my whole life changed.
Yes, yes. And very often, the most spiritual and highest level teachers will just suddenly disappear like that.
Yeah, and I always wanted to get a hold of them, but never could. I left
okay.
my phone number and everything, but they never called. But anyway, that's a
okay,
different...
So what you're going to do, because we can all connect energetically, what you're going to do when you go into meditation is you're going to call upon this person to sit across from you in the meditation. And you're going to be able to have the opportunity to thank this person for the beautiful gift that they bestowed upon you.
Yes, I've done that. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not always, you know, our human mind thinks, oh, I have to see them in person because it's not the same if I do it energetically or in meditation. But actually, it can be even more powerful to do it on that level and then to leave it there. And know, and here's the key for you, is know that it's been done.
Yeah, okay. I've moved on from that. It just joggled my memory when he said what happened at 47. That's when he left.
Right.
But
right.
I'm
okay.
looking for a permanent partner, my life
right.
partner. I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to ask you anything.
Okay, it looks like that you have two people on the perimeter, two possibilities. And what do you do for work now?
I do a lot of communication.
Okay, and are you in an artist type community?
No.
Or near an artist community?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, not really. I don't live there. I don't live in an artist community.
Okay. Well, for some reason, my guides are pointing towards an artist community. Not that you have to live there, but see what is nearby around you, and it may be something that you want to do on a weekend or that kind of thing. And it could be that you may want to go to, some kind of retreat, weekend retreat in an artist type community. And, you know, off the top of my head, Santa Fe comes to mind because there's
you know, Greg Braden lives there, Althea Gray lives there, Norma Tarango. There's a lot of very spiritual and metaphysical teachers who live there. And for some reason, my guides want to direct you to there or to a sort of spiritual community, because that's where a good connection for you will be made with someone who has the appreciation and the level of understanding that you have, who's compassionate and caring and so forth. Okay, so you could make that like a weekend thing. If you're close enough, it could be a day trip. So start looking in those areas. And also, my guides are saying you don't get out and socialize very much. Is that true?
Well, I'm starting to now. My work just doesn't allow it, that because my hours are crazy. But I'm making the effort. I'm letting the universe know that whenever I get a chance, I am out and about.
Perfect.
So I am.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And what kind of things are you doing when you go out?
It's all based on holistic care.
Perfect.
Like I go to farmers markets. I go to like arts in the parks and things like that.
Oh, perfect. Well,
very
that would be artist type communities.
Yeah.
So
just,
Keep doing it. You're on the right path. That's where you're going to find these interesting people, you know, and if the first one comes around and, you know, it seems like you have a lot in common and a lot to talk about, and then, but there's something you're not quite sure about, that's okay, because there's another one in the ethers that's waiting, okay? So keep going to those artist kind of things, go into the holistic arenas, you know, and so you're already doing it, and so, you know, the whole foods markets, the farmers markets, and all that thing. That's what I mean about artist type communities.
Okay.
So yeah, so you're already there.
And when you say there's someone in the wings, have I come across this person, or are these totally brand new people that I've never met before?
It looks like apparently that you have bumped into or been introduced to one of them. Somewhere along the line in the past, let me see, I want to say it's more than a year ago, okay? So they may resurface, and you may be, oh, gee, yes, I remember this fellow. So it could come through a mutual friend kind of thing. Are you friends with somebody who has a booth at one of these markets?
No, not at all. I have never met them, but I do go walking a lot, and there's a gentleman that comes out every once in a while. Towards me, and it feels like he wants to talk with me, but he's very shy, and I was just wondering if he's the one.
Because my guides are directing you towards a particular booth, and this is connection with the person in the booth, the owner of the booth kind of thing. So, yeah, talk to him.
Oh,
and
yeah,
if nothing else, you may just get a nice friendship out of it.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a different situation, a walking, because I do a lot of walking.
Right.
Find out if
right. So yeah, keep on the path that you're on. You're doing the right thing. You're going to the right places, and keep building up your spiritual muscles. You're very grounded. I like that a lot. But make sure that you have some fun too. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I need to do more.
Right. Right, because you're so grounded, you don't really need more of that aspect, but you need to add some fun into your life. And I don't care if you turn on the radio and dance in the living room, you know, that's fun. But make sure that you have those moments of fun, okay? And start scheduling things in as you can around your work schedule to get out and do some more fun things. And it looks like you have a you know, smaller group of friends, close friends, which is nice. But, you know, it's good to sort of get out and meet new people and expand your horizons a little bit, because there's so much out there. And you're just a sponge who's ready to just, like, soak in all this knowledge and all this new information. You're really coming into a beautiful part of your life. And, there's so much out there for you to just soak in now. And then also for you to be able to give to others, give out to others.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time, whenever I daily, all the time.
Yeah,
Give of knowledge, give of help.
Yeah.
That's
what it's
all about, love and service.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're really meant to be in the center of a community sharing that gift with other people. So you might want to think about doing something like when you can, as your schedule allows, you know, offer a meditation in the park or something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about where I could. I've donated my time in so many other avenues, mostly like with animals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm waiting for the opportunity to really pop in my mind, because this time around, it's not that it didn't matter before. This time around, it really has to matter to my heart.
Absolutely.
I've given up my time for so many years, and this time it's going to be a little bit different.
Yes, absolutely. Good for you, because that's really coming into your power and now recognizing that it's okay to give your time, but it's important that it's something that makes your heart sing.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. So get to that place of the heart singing. And also, when you get to that place and your heart is singing, you're going to attract somebody beautiful into you. So keep looking for that place. It's just around the corner, not far away. I think by February, you're going to find that your life has shifted dramatically.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I wish you the best. And thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you for the reading. It was beautiful, and you have a wonderful day. And,
thank you. You as
hopefully you won't have any more fires in your kitchen. That was a funny story. It's crazy.
Thank you.
The light in your life. At least you put it out.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much.
Have a good day now.
Bye-bye. You too. Thank you. Okay, guys, we only have 6 minutes left, so this is going to be rapid fire. I'm going to try to get to as many of you as I can. The next call is 631, last four digits, 3744. So have your name and your question ready. Hi, caller. You're
Hello.
On air. Hi, what's your name?
Suzanne, my question is about love life. When do you see someone coming in for me?
Okay, Suzanne, I'm getting age 34. Are you 34 now?
I wish I was.
Okay, so what happened at 34? Because when my guides give me numbers, if you're not there yet, or if then it's something that happened at that age.
I don't remember. 34,
okay.
I didn't get married or anything. I didn't get married till later.
Okay. Well, because it looks like that there's some kind of shift at 34. It could be that you had a loss of a loved one, something like that. You may think of it later on down the road. Okay, so tell me your age now.
I'll be 54 in October.
Okay. Okay. It looks to me like, I'm not sure where you are in your numerology spectrum of things, but it looks to me like you're in a place or in an area where it's a place to go within rather than a place to go outside and have a mate come in right now. So you could be in a 9-year. Do you know your numerology at all?
I'm like in a 4-year or something, or 5 or something like that.
Okay, well, a 5-year brings a lot of instability.
Or a 4-year, I think. I think it's 4.
Okay, so you're 4 coming into a 5-year. And, you know, as we get closer to the end of the year, that energy from the new year is already coming in. And I feel that with you. So next year looks like it's not going to be, you know, really stable as far as relationship goes for you.
Bummer.
As far as bringing a long-term relationship in. So have fun. You know, just don't expect any relationship that comes in next year to be smooth. Okay? It can go either way. The boat can really rock in a 5-year. And that's what my guides are showing me, that you're coming into a year that is not one that is conducive for you, pardon me, to bring in a long-term lasting relationship. And it could
How about
be,
a person that I liked in the past who I just saw?
My guys are saying he's not really the one. So, again, the key is just have fun.
Can I ask a really quick question then? I'm subbing as a teacher aide.
Yep.
And do you see me getting full-time employment by subbing?
Down the road. Yes.
Like what's down the road? A couple months or a year?
Probably not within this school year, but within the next 2 to 3 years, my guides are saying.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm going to have to sub long?
So you're going to have to stick it out. But if you stick it out, then there will be steady employment. Yes.
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound too good. Not steady employment, no boyfriend. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not saying no boyfriend. I'm just saying keep in mind anybody that you get, you know, now into the next year can bring a lot of, you know, the boat will be rocking.
But they see me getting a lot of sub work, though?
It's going to be steady, and then it will lead into 2 or 3 years, something more permanent. But, you know, and the boyfriend thing, again, just have fun. Just, again, don't expect anything that comes in the next year to be anything that will be solidly permanent, because it will be relationships that are it looks like, kind of tumultuous. So just have fun.
Okay. I know I know that you have a lot of calls, but I'm going to have you on the line. I'm going through custody battle.
I'm not
with
honey. I only have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, this is, again, a Skype call. Hi, caller, you're on the air. We've got 2 minutes.
I know. Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What can I do for you today?
Well, you know, I have been interviewing. I'm looking for employment. Do you see me employed full-time by the end of the year? How's that?
good. Yes, I do see full-time employment coming for you. What area are you looking in?
Administrative, financial insurance.
Yes, I do see employment coming for you in that arena. Yes.
And do you know what? Would it be in the next month? I've been interviewing. I know it's real quick.
Yeah. Keep out there. May not be until November, mid-November
okay.
to December. But it looks like, you know, you will be. It looks like you have gainful employment. You know, by the end of the year. And are you looking at, I don't know, what are some of the big firms, accounting firms or things like
all
that?
Of them.
Okay. Okay.
All of them.
I'm seeing like
Stern, yeah.
a Merrill Lynch. I'm seeing big names.
Yeah. I worked at Merrill Lynch before. They got bought out though. So I worked there, God, 20 years ago, but I'm just, yeah, I had one today, but it's for contract job. Go on.
Okay, so what my guys are saying when they bring the big names is that is don't be afraid of the big companies because you have the capacity to do it.
All right. I have one next week at a big company, just to let you know.
Okay,
but
good.
But just basically, you said by November.
Mid-November to December, you'll be solid into your next employment, and it looks like it'll be good. It looks like you'll be happy.
I'm stressed about money. Starting next month, I'm going to be hurting. Oh, my goodness. I've made it this far.
So
please. I know.
What we stress about brings more stress to us, so be grateful. And when you're writing out your bills, say, thank you that I have the money to pay this bill. And
I
put
know.
It out. Okay? We only have 30 seconds left.
Thank
Sharon,
you.
Thank you so
thank
much
you
for calling
so-
in. I wish you the best.
Thank
be well.
You. Listen, thanks for taking me the last call. Listen, great blessings to you.
Thank you so much. And to you too, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, we're out of time. I know there were still a few callers on the air. My thing is, I love to give you the most information I can, and it's so hard to keep that condensed on such a short show. So, you know, next week we're going to do just calls. I'm not going to write a particular show. I'll cover a little tiny bit of astrology, but next week, all calls. So call back in next week, and I'd love to take you. Have a good day.
Be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to. Will be gone easily.